I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 19th. A Norfolk Superior Court judge is set to hear arguments today about whether Quincy can place two large religious statues at the entrance to a new public safety building. The ACLU is representing Quincy residents of different religious faiths who say installing the statues would violate the Massachusetts Constitution. Others criticize the cost, which is more than $800,000. The city counters that the 10-foot-tall statues of St. Michael and St. Florian, the patron saints of police and fire departments, are important symbols to first responders. The lawsuit filed by Quincy residents says putting the statues outside a government facility, quote, sends an alarming message that those who do not subscribe to the city's preferred religious beliefs are second-class residents who should not feel safe, welcomed, or equally respected by their government, end quote. Plaintiff Claire Fitzmaurice, who was raised Catholic but left the church when she was young, says the presence of the statues would have the effect of elevating one religion over others. Another resident named in the lawsuit, Kathleen Garrity, is a practicing Catholic and says she finds the statues to be alienating and divisive. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch defended the statues as public art that honors police and firefighters, and in an affidavit filed with the court, he asserts, quote, there was nothing religious about the statue selections. Quincy Fire and Police leaders say the primary purpose of the statues is not to advance any particular religion. The lawsuit is seeking to prohibit Quincy from displaying the statues at the new public safety building and stopping the city from spending any more taxpayer funds on them. IBEW Local 103 has agreed to pay over $2 million to settle allegations that the Electrical Workers Union received a loan from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program during COVID that it was not entitled to receive. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the Dorchester-based union received one loan appropriately in April of 2020, but then applied for a second loan in 2021 before it was eligible for the application. Officials credit the union for cooperating with their investigation. Gas companies in Massachusetts filed the final piece of their winter rates with the state this week, providing insight into just how expensive it will be to heat a home this year. Some customers will actually see their rates rise by double digits again. National Grid is proposing a slight reduction in gas delivery rates, 8 or 9%, depending on a customer's service territory. But the company says the price of gas is increasing up about 13%, which will largely erase any reduction in delivery costs. That will make this winter's National Grid bills about the same cost overall. The news is worse for Eversource gas customers. Eversource is planning to hike delivery charges by about 12%, combined with a 14 to 17% surge in the cost of gas. The company says bills could be at least 13% more costly overall. The proposed rates must still be approved by regulators at the State Department of Public Utilities. After customer outrage last winter over monthly bills nearing $1,000, the state took some steps to trim the exploding delivery charges, including slashing the proposed new Mass Save plan from $5 billion to $4.5 billion. The rate increase proposed by Eversource is well beyond the rate of inflation. Starting this winter, customers will see redesigned bills to better break down the delivery charges into what is spent on transmission and repairing pipes versus public policy requirements like Mass Save and low-income energy assistance plans. The New England Patriots rolled out the VIP treatment for more than a dozen women battling cancer and cancer survivors at Gillette Stadium yesterday. Patriots owner Bob Kraft surprised the women with tickets to the team's game against the Carolina Panthers later this month as part of the NFL's Crucial Catch Intercept Cancer campaign to help support early cancer detection. 13 patients from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Mass General Cancer Center received special invitations to come to the stadium, where they were treated to breakfast, manicures, massages, and jewelry design. The women also got to meet several players on the team before a surprise visit to the field. Over lunch, they were surprised with their tickets to the Patriots game on September 28th, where their bravery will be honored during halftime. Patriots owner Bob Kraft started the pampering event after losing his wife, Myra, to cancer in 2011. Organizers say that makes the day more meaningful. Well, the Quincy High School Roll Hats Weekend will take place today and tomorrow at Quincy High School and Veterans Memorial Stadium. The public is invited to attend girls and boys volleyball and soccer games and a football game between the Quincy High School Presidents and Stoughton Saturday at 4:30 p.m. The event will also feature family-friendly activities, a bouncy house, face painting, and a performance by the combined Quincy-North Quincy Band. Quincy 400 presents a hot air balloon and laser light show Saturday at Pageant Field and Adams Field from 4 to 10 p.m. The event will include tethered balloon rides, stationary balloons, musical performances, and refreshments. Balloon rides are on a first-come, first-served basis to the first 500 people. The laser light show begins at 9 p.m. Visit Quincy400.com or QuincyMA.gov for more information. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association's Saturdays in the Park free concert series continues this Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m. at Safford Park on Beale Street. You can visit WollastonHill.com for more information. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents the past, present, and future of Post Island on Saturday at 10 a.m. To register, email sowen@quincyma.gov. The Quincy Fire Department Local 792 presents their annual bocce tournament Saturday at 11 a.m. at the South Quincy Social Club on Washington Street. The donation is $20 and includes lunch, 50-50 raffles, and a DJ will also be part of the tournament, with all the proceeds to benefit the Ellie Fund for Cancer Research. The Quincy Art Association will feature Unplein Air Outdoor Painting on Wollaston Beach this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Open-air art classes will also be offered, and all are welcome. The Quincy Farmers Market is open every Sunday from 12:30 to 4 at St. Chrysostom's Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston. Visit QuincyFarmersMarket.com for more information. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 124, the NASDAQ rose 209, and the S&P added 31. Asian stocks mostly retreated after a rally of technology stocks led by NVIDIA and Intel, pushing Wall Street to more records. The dollar slid, the euro is down, oil at $63 a barrel. In sports, the A's beat the Red Sox 5-3. At Fenway, and Boston's off to Tampa Bay tonight at 7:35. And, of course, the Patriots welcome Pittsburgh to Gillette Stadium Sunday at 1. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny and mild, high of 78 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, with a high of only 68. Mainly cloudy on Sunday, high 70. And partly cloudy Monday, high 74. For the marine forecast, 2-foot waves, northwest winds at 10 knots, and a high tide at 10:25 a.m. Sunrise 6:28, sets at 6:46. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, September 19th.